Mo needs to, has he called Delaney yet?
Yeah, he just called her.
Okay.
Got her on the line. Okay, so if we're ready, then this is administrative docket A06-10, and items 1 and 2 are all, or items 1A through F are all brought to us by the executive director. Ms. Jackson?
Thank you, Chairman. Item 1A for your consideration and vote this morning is the proposed 2011-2013 biennium budget request. The budget request is due to the Budget Division and the Legislative Council Bureau by September the 1st. Yesterday, there were some revisions made to Attachment C as part of your 1A packet. Hopefully you all received a copy. The revisions were with respect to the text only and didn't change any of the numbers. The summary of revenues, as we discussed at the last administrative agenda meeting, the budget is funded primarily through the annual regulatory assessment. Our optimum reserve level is between 2.4 and 2.8 million. Current projections based upon a fully funded budget with enhancement modules that we'll talk about in just a minute for the next biennium puts the Commission's projected reserve at fiscal year end 2013 at 2.4 million, with the annual regulatory assessment set at 2.10 mils. Increasing the annual assessment from 1.99 mils to 2.10 mils will have an impact on the monthly residential ratepayers of approximately 2 cents. With respect to Category 1 personnel services, the budget request includes approximately $19 million for the biennium. This amount does factor back in the furloughs, the salary reductions, the hiring freeze, vacancy savings that were eliminated by the governor and the legislature last legislative session. Please keep in mind that they may again impose savings as was done the last time. Based on our discussion at the last administrative agenda meeting, two enhancement models have been included. The first one is to retain the two ERA grant-funded positions, which are the electrical engineer and a policy advisor. The personnel costs are $274,000 with an additional $12,000 in associated costs for a biennium total of $286,000. The second enhancement module is with respect to unclassified salary adjustments for two commissioners, four policy advisors, one water engineer, and three electrical engineers. The estimated costs are $137,000 for the biennium. The briefing materials in your packet provide the necessary justification and the associated fiscal impact for adjusting these salaries. The other budget categories, as we discussed at the last meeting, are consistent with what we talked about. There aren't any other adjustments that were made. So at this time, I'm happy to entertain any questions that you have.
Are there questions or comments, commissioners? Okay, then I guess I move that we approve the commission budget request for the 2011-2013 biennium as presented by the executive director.
And I'll concur in part, and I don't feel comfortable voting for a raise for commissioners. It just doesn't feel right in my gut, even though it's completely justifiable. It's not a huge fiscal impact. I just think it looks bad for us. So I will be dissenting on that portion.
Okay. Commissioner Burtenshaw?
Well, I share the same concern that Commissioner Wagner does about the commissioner's salaries. I certainly hope that that we do everything necessary to get the engineering salaries up and maintain the ARRA position. So I will be concurring and dissenting as well.
So you're also dissenting on the commissioner's raise?
Yes.
Okay, so that's, I guess then as to that portion, Ms. Cohen, then we will not be including that module for the commissioners.
Yes, I would, the executive director, because it didn't pass, that section should just be deleted.
Right. Well, I think that's, I understand your positions, and I probably would be saying the same thing. I have the luxury of not being impacted by this. I do think it's necessary for a lot of reasons, and salary compaction is something the state personnel really does understand, and it really solves that problem without a great deal of cost. But I do understand that it's that the message is not one that probably we're comfortable with sending. So my vote would be that we adopt the entire budget with the module for the commissioners, but that portion of it would fail on a 2-to-1 vote. So the final result would be that we adopt the executive director's budget with the exception of the module that addresses the two commissioners' salary. Would that be correct, Ms. Cohen?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, then item 1B.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 1B is the commission's second semi-annual report that was submitted to the Interim Finance Committee on July 28th of this year. The report was due on July the 30th. You have been provided a copy of the report, which includes Attachment A, which delineates the approved revenues, expenditures, and reserve balance for fiscal year 2010, as well as the projected actual amounts for fiscal year 2010. The report will be on the September 13th Interim Finance Committee's agenda. I will be available in the event they have any questions. And are there any questions from the Commission regarding the report?
None from me. Any other commissioners? All right, you may proceed.
Thank you. The next item is regarding the Legislative Council Bureau's audit report. As you may recall, the Legislative Council Bureau began an audit of the Commission late last year. The scope of the audit focused primarily on the Commission's financial and administrative activities, including our revenues, our receivables, expenditures, personnel, equipment, and information system controls, and whether or not these practices were carried out in accordance with state laws, regulations, policies, and procedures. The Legislative Council Bureau recently advised that they have completed the audit. It does include 7 recommendations to improve the Commission's financial and administrative activities. Immediate action has already been taken to review and implement their recommendations. At this time, I'm not able to share with you the audit specifics, as LCB does consider the audit to be confidential until such time that it has been presented to the audit subcommittee of the Legislative Commission. I will keep you informed as to when that is scheduled. I suspect it will be sometime in September, and I will be available to testify, and I will report back to the Commission once that occurs. The next item is are there any questions from the Commission? I'm sorry.
None from me.
The next item, I just wanted to give you a bit of an update regarding the new Las Vegas Lepore building. Things seem to be moving along as planned. The building permits have been requested, and they may have been received. The contact person that we have is actually out of the office this week, so I've not been able to confirm whether construction has started or not. It is my understanding that they have already begun to move in materials and equipment, and they have done some of the non-building permit items. We have run into a bit of a delay with respect to Exhibit C2 in our lease agreement, which essentially addresses the roof rights for installing a roof-mounted wireless communication system, essentially the antenna and microwave dish. Specifically, we were advised by the Department of Information Technology recently that the size of the antenna needed for the line of sight exceeds our original agreement. As a result, our landlord has some concerns with respect to the visibility and the location of the antenna placement. We are working diligently with the Department of Information Technology as well as our landlord to resolve this. Mo and Jeff have been extremely helpful in working up some other options for us. One of those options is to perhaps use another line of sight, which is, I believe, over at the Highway Patrol building. It's called the FAST Center. If that were to work, we could reduce the actual size of our antenna, and we would be able to locate it differently on the building, which would resolve the landlord's concerns. However, we are not certain whether or not we have connectivity to the Sawyer building from that location. So we are in the process of trying to figure out whether or not that would be an option for us. Another option may be to go with fiber cable. It's my understanding that fiber is not currently at the Lepore building, but it is in the vicinity, and we could be connected to it. We are waiting right now for some price quotes to see if it's something that we would be able to afford to do or not. This option is particularly attractive to me because we would be able to eliminate our two T1 lines that are currently providing this service for us. If we are to do that, we would have some savings and then be able to attribute that to an ongoing monthly fee that we would have for the fiber cable. And it's my understanding from Jeff and Mo that if we are able to proceed with this option, that we would have 50 times the speed now that we have for the Las Vegas office. So just wanted to advise you of that. I'm not anticipating a problem, just probably need another week or so to get this fully wrapped up. Any questions?
Well, I go for fiber if we can have it faster in Vegas.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's good news, though. There could be some cost savings to apply toward the fiber, because I do know that the speed and the bandwidth would be dramatically improved. So that would be good.
Great. I'll hope to report back here in another week or two. Let's see. I think we're on item 1E, and just wanted to advise that pursuant to AB 522 of the 2009 legislative session, the commission is required to transfer not more than $500,000 from its reserve account to the Renewable Energy and Efficiency Authority. Last fiscal year, the commission transferred $250,000, and this fiscal year, an additional $250,000 has been transferred and is expected to be considered at an upcoming interim finance committee agenda. So once I know that date, I will be available in the event there are any questions. That's all that I have for today.
All right. Commissioners, you have any questions or comments on anything presented? Okay. Are there public comments from the public in Carson City?
No one's come forward.
Or in Las Vegas? Thank you. We're adjourned.
Maybe I'll try to kick Tammy out of her chair. It just hasn't occurred to me that